Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. We're here with Roy as your host and Adrian. Tonight, what's on the topic tonight, Roy?
Well, first of all, I want to welcome all our callers and listeners out there. We're looking forward to another great night. One of the things that seems to be coming up is, especially, you know, now that we're in heading towards the latter part of 2012, I think a lot of Earth changes are coming. I think, you know, they keep talking about this new financial system. What's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, when you say financial system, what do you mean by that?
Well, the money system that we knew before is going to be completely different.
Uh-huh.
What's happening is that China's bought up all the gold. We don't have any gold back in our money anymore.
Right.
You know, a lot of these investors, a lot of these big organizations are going to turn away from our money and start putting their money into the Chinese money market.
Right.
You know, what's your feelings on that?
Well, my feeling on that, Roy, it would be what do we do to protect ourselves from these financial obstacles that have come up over the years? What do we do, Roy?
Well, a lot of it is they say that, you know, invest, you know, into gold, you know, invest into silver.
Uh-huh.
Another thing is what's going to be very important to a lot of people is food.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to, you know, either put food away or, you know, store it in the best way they can.
Right.
Because it's all going to come down to survival.
Uh-huh.
And this is, you know, what our show's about, you know, during 2012 and survival. So a lot
right.
of it is we're going to go back to the basics. We're going to have to learn how to provide, you know. You might have to go hunting for your food. You might have to go fishing. You might have to grow your own food. Do all the things that the pioneers used to do.
Right.
And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, I think that's kind of where we're headed, like you were saying. I think that for a lot of people, it's going to cause a financial ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for the economy, but also for people who are unemployed or on unemployment. I think even for the people that are on Social Security, they're not making enough money.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but does money
be a big financial burden for a lot of people?
But does money come from, you know, from, you know, we've learned to be so dependent on money. But does this, you know, does man control money? Or are we getting our abundance from the universe?
Right.
And that's where we have to remember that the universe is what provides, you know, with a lot of, you know, our abundance.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of it is we have to use the law of attraction to bring, you know, whatever we desire into our lives.
Right.
And what's your feelings on that?
Well, for a lot of people, I think the law of attraction would be very good for a lot of people right now, just because of the financial situation that a lot of people are in.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why we're aiming in towards that direction.
You're right.
Is to learn more about law of attraction and what the universe has to offer us.
Okay, here's a good example. You know, you told me that your friend James sent you some money that was due to you. You weren't really expecting on getting that, were you?
No, I wasn't.
So I think a lot of it is receiving from unexpected sources.
Right.
And that's how the universe provides.
And that's how they provide, right?
Yeah. Because if the universe knows that we've been lacking something or don't have enough, then he'll send either other people or different sources to send us, you know, his money or something to help us.
Right.
And what do you get from that?
Well, that makes a lot of sense because, you know, like, again, I've experienced where I've only been down to my last dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Or my last cent, and I end up with more money.
Yeah.
So that definitely does make a lot of sense when you say that.
Yeah. And that's where I think that we're all going to be tested, and that's going to be based on our faith.
Based on faith, right.
Yeah. Because, you know, people believe that there is no hope, that all hope is lost, you know, that, you know, they're going to experience poverty and they're going to, you know, get sick or die or, you know, not have nothing to eat or drink or whatever. What are they telling the universe?
That's very true.
Yeah. So we
and,
have to be
a lot of
careful
on the path.
You know, what we co-create.
Right.
And, you know, and a lot of it has to be from outside sources, too. You know, what we're reading or what we're, you know, what are we bringing into our energy field.
Right.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know.
It's very interesting.
Because, you know, we're all part of one.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, whatever somebody else is thinking, we're thinking.
Right.
You know, we're all being affected by it.
That's true. And are we doing any readings tonight, Roy?
Well, we had a caller, but... Looks like we lost that last caller. I'd like to invite all our callers out there to join us tonight for a free reading. We'd love to, you know, share with you or give you, you know, help you with any question you might have. Please join us tonight on our show. The guest call-in number is area code 646-721-9720. And what's the next topic, Agent?
The next topic I'd like to talk a little bit about parallel universes and different dimensions and stuff like that. What is your belief on dimensions and parallel universes?
Well, this is my belief, just because we can't see it, touch it, smell it, or, you know, that we can't say that it's not there.
Right.
These parallel dimensions are just as much real as this reality that we live in now.
Right.
The main thing is we, you know, experience that. These other dimensions when we're in the sleep state, you know, this is through astral traveling or, you know, being in that dream state. Because why is it that when you're dreaming, that you, you know, when your dreams are real vivid, it's almost like it's so real, you know.
Right.
I mean, you could see everything in the dream state just as much as you could see in this reality.
Right.
So I'd say, yes, these other dimensions are real.
And do you believe that a lot of these magical beings are coming, excuse me, coming from these dimensions? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I feel that now that we're in the latter part of 2012, people are going to start seeing even more.
Mm-hmm.
And have more experiences with these whether they're creatures or beings or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and have more of a spiritual experience with them.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your feelings about these authors that write these books, you know, that tell about these different dimensions and different, you know, these mystical creatures? What's your feelings on that?
These books?
Yeah, on the books that they write. You know, take for instance, you know, a lady who wrote Harry Potter.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she goes into a lot of detail.
Well, I think even books have different messages and dimensions as well. Because what are the people's minds? I mean, where are their minds when they read the book?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people don't realize that.
No.
Well, that's interesting you bring that up.
Mm-hmm. Now, we know that even Hollywood, when they make these movies, that, you know, where do they get all this information from? You know?
Right.
I'm sure they're getting it out of books, too, you know, before they make these movies.
That's true.
But we don't know if these people that they've talked to or, you know, have really had these experiences real, you know.
Uh-huh.
Real life experiences.
Right. And what other things have you done research as far as these motherships and these aliens that are going on?
Well, they keep, on the internet, they keep spotting a lot of these in different countries. And we're starting to see more and more motherships. Whereas before, you know, they were seeing only small, you know, smaller ships because, you know, they could only see them from a distance, you know, different lights, different formations. But now these lights are getting even bigger now. I honestly believe the you know, ETs are out there waiting.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, to see what we're going to do.
Yeah.
See, they're not allowed to intervene and change anything, but, you know, if a group of people or whoever was trying to destroy this earth, with nuclear bombs.
Right.
Then that's when they're going to step in.
You feel that's when they're going to step in, huh?
Yeah.
Well, if we can get some callers tonight, we can do some readings. It looks like we're not getting any callers tonight. I don't know what if we should do a reading or a sample reading and find out what, you know, find out what's going on tonight.
I think,
or
I think you ought to pull one of your cards, your inspiration cards out.
Read it
to our listeners. And
all right.
There's a message in there for everybody right now, especially everybody that's, you know, gone through some hardships right now. You know, whether that be being out of work or, you know, losing their job or things that are going on in the world.
Okay. Well, it looks like I pulled the Five of Pentacles. And the Five of Pentacles upside down represents the influence of outside forces that are at hand. And I think these outside forces have a lot to do with, what would you say the outside forces would be?
I'd say it's the ETs.
Okay. So it's saying something about outside forces that have blocked our financial system.
That's interesting.
And, do you think it has a lot to do with the ETs or the Greys? Or?
Well, yeah. You know, we don't know, you know, which ones they are. But we don't know which ones are working up right alongside with the, you know, with the Illuminati.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've ever seen that card upside down.
It was upside down, huh?
Yeah. And then you got the Three of Pentacles upside down, and that has to do with obstacles that are in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pulled the Sun card, and the Sun says we'll have a happy ending only if we can get our greed. Well, the Three of Pentacles is greed when it's upside down. So if we can get our greed out of focus, you know,
right.
People not being giving or not receiving or giving or whatever, then it's
well, I think a lot
continue.
Of that has to do with being in gratitude also.
In gratitude, yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of people have to get
going on there.
Get past the mundane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how are
what's your belief on that?
Well, a lot of it is we have to learn how to let go.
Right.
A lot of people are hanging on to, you know, what they think is, you know, whether it be a new car, a new home, you know, or whatever, you know, they think that's
right.
More important.
Right.
And that's why we're, you know, headed back to the basics so that we could remember why we're here. Remember in the movie where Zeus says that we, you know, they should learn and remember how things should be.
Right.
What was that quote that he said?
He said people need to be reminded of the order of things.
Yeah, the order of things, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what do you get from that?
Well, I think the order of things means that that we're not following our, I mean, we're not following God's law, we're following man's law.
Yeah.
And so if man's law has taken over God's law, then we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not following why we came here.
Right.
Or God's, you know, God's orders or his calling or whatever. We're not following the path.
No.
Yeah, but I think that's why that would be a reminder of the order of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I think he sent Satan on here, was for us to be reminded.
Yeah.
So that's why we're seeing a lot of things that are not of the light.
Yeah.
And we're seeing things that are not godly or in order of things. We're seeing chaos and control.
Hmm. That's interesting.
And that's all we're seeing right now is a lot of chaos.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is we haven't really seen nothing yet.
No, we haven't. We're just on the roller coaster ride.
We're just on that. We haven't even gone down that first hill yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're just starting to climb. Until we're ready to drop down that first hill.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it is, you know, people know this. That's why they're starting to, you know, it affecting their energy. You know, people are having trouble sleeping. You know, people are feeling, you know, something coming.
Right.
And they really don't know, you know, what it is.
That's true.
So do you feel there'll be a lot more revealed to us about what really is going on?
Yeah, I do.
I think that's where a lot of people are, they're going to be shocked.